transport, and the other kind of transport is diffusive transport. And in diffusive transport, the electrons are accelerated by an electric field, and they also start to follow a parabolic trajectory. But then after a certain time, a scattering time, they scatter off into some random direction. And if you average over many scattering events, then the initial velocity right after the scattering event, that averages to zero because they scatter randomly. And the velocity, when you average it, you get the force, the electric field times the charge divided by the mass, and then you average this time, the time since the last scattering event, and that comes out to be the scattering time. So the velocity is proportional to the electric field in diffusive transport. And in ballistic transport, the velocity is a linear function of time. And in diffusive transport, the velocity is constant. So if you have, in those two cases, a constant electric field, a constant uniform electric field, then in ballistic transport, the velocity increases with time. And in diffusive transport, it's just constant in time. We describe the relationship between the electric field and the velocity with the mobility. And for electrons, the velocity is in the opposite direction of the electric field, so you get this minus sign here. The current density is the electron density times the electron charge times the velocity. This is the current density. And then I can substitute for the velocity, the drift velocity here, and I get that the current density is proportional to the electric field. And usually we write that proportionality constant as the conductivity. So the current density is proportional to the electric field. This is Ohm's law. So when we talk about Ohm's law, we say that the current is just proportional to the electric field, and that's the diffusive limit that we're in.